Cleaning Nation. Welcome to another episode of the Grow My Cleaning Company podcast. As always, I am super excited to hang out with you today. And as always, if you are serious about taking your cleaning company to the next level, go to growmycleaningcompany.com. It is so funny how many people I hear from the Facebook group, the YouTube page, the Facebook page, that call me looking for resources and they haven't been to growmycleaningcompany.com. That is a repository for everything we make. We'll shoot some of it out to YouTube, some on podcasts, some on the Facebook group, but everything is at growmycleaningcompany.com. So if you're there, check it out. As you know, if you are on listening on YouTube or iTunes or anywhere you get your podcast, this is totally free. To keep it that way, subscribe, rate, and review and show us the love so we know that you guys are out there and we're doing a good job so we can keep up keeping you guys growing. All right, that said, today we are chatting with Jason Bain. Now, spelled B-E-H-N, but he wants me to say Bain, which sounds much cooler than Ben. So we'll jump into that, I promise. From NAE Cleaning Solutions. I have no idea what that means, but we're going to jump into that as well. NAE has been, I'm going to take a wild guess that it's North Austin something, because they've been serving the Austin, Texas area with commercial cleaning services for 5 years. If you want to reach out to Jason and his team, you can hold them at www.naecleaningsolutions.com. Jason, welcome to the show. Why is your name pronounced Bane but spelled Ben, and what on God's green earth does NAE stand for? Go!
Hey, Mike, thanks so much for having me. So NAE actually stands for North American Executive.
Ah, wasn't even close.
Close. We're thinking big, and we hope to kind of expand outside the state sooner than later. But that's part of our goal. And we started the summer of 2000. 5 years in right now, so the summer of 2013, and we've just kind of been rolling ever since.
All right, what's up with this Bane thing? What do we got? B-E-H-N. Why is that Bane? Is this some sort of foreign situation coming in?
You know, I think there's a lot of German in that. So my heritage is German. So you've got to kind of get the hard pronunciation there.
So do I have to say it angry? Can I just say Jason Bane, or does it have to be Jason Bane?
I think Bane will do.
Okay, good. So I can yell. I just don't have to. Is that a fair assessment?
I'll leave it up to you.
Well, I do like to yell, but it's nice that I can do it when I want. It's not required. So it's good that I've got some some flexibility and leeway. I like that. All right, so you've been doing this 5 years. Where are you at now? How many employees are we working with?
So we're about 8 to 10 employees right now. And, we're just kind of building a foundation and kind of just growing and getting steady business increase and just excited to see kind of what's around the corner.
That is the typical owner of a cleaning company answer when you ask for employee count. They're like, well, it depends on the day. Could be 8, could be 10. You know, you mean like this moment or like 10 minutes from now? Because we seem to add and drop periodically if you're like most of the companies I work with. All right. What's going on in your world right now that I can help you with, buddy?
Yeah. So we have a kind of a situation here. We, about 9 months ago, I hired a gentleman. His name is Martin, and he's been a great asset to the company. He started off cleaning. I actually ran into him at a Walgreens. It was late at night. I was just getting off my quote unquote day job. I also still do that. And he was getting some Pampers and I saw he had a cleaning shirt on from another company. And I approached him and I asked, you know, how he's doing and introduced myself. And I just said, hey, listen, you know, we're looking for good people. If you're interested, that led to a phone call, which led to an interview. Turns out he's had several years of experience in operations. But he was willing to come on board and do kind of part operations, part cleaning, since we were so small. We're probably half the amount of staff at the time. He came on board. He's time and time again proven himself, shown up, done the work that was needed to get done. And he's really actually got a finger on the pulse of the entire kind of business. He's been doing it here in Austin for about 12 years with a handful of different larger companies. And so he's provided in several ways. And you know, we just like to keep him. But the problem being is we are struggling right now. I'm having a hard time freeing up cash to kind of get him to where typically operations manager in this area anyway is around $3,000 to $5,000 a month. And that's for full time, obviously. But, we don't necessarily have that cash, to be honest, to pay him that amount to get him away. He has a day job right now where he's working for another big company. They're paying him pretty well, and I've limited his responsibilities on this end of things, but he's still, you know, here with us, and he sees the vision of the company. He wants to see it grow, And I just, it's exciting just on that end of it to have somebody that just really, you know, I don't have a partner outside of that. So, you know, someone who's really, really invested and really sees the future and is willing to, you know, put the effort in there. And I don't want to lose him. And I'm just concerned that, you know, he's going to get pressure and he's really performing at his other job as well. And, you know, they're offering him to get more involved. And he's kind of stuck in between a rock and a hard place right now. And I'd like to alleviate that with him as much as possible. So that's kind of the question I have in long form.
Well, first of all, I've got a couple things that you've done that I want to kind of encourage you and Cleaning Nation on. I love the attitude of always hiring. That's probably one of the better skills we can develop as business owners is identifying and always looking for and reaching out to talent. So the fact that you were kind of in your personal life not working and you just saw someone that you thought might be a fit and reached out, I think that's great. So that kind of habit is really going to serve you and will serve Cleaning Nation well. So I want to encourage you on that. Second, I like that when you see that you've got top talent, that you want to make sure you're proactively making sure they're happy, right? We don't want to wait until something's a mess and then try and deal with it. I like that you're kind of on top of it. So a couple things you're doing right. To be able to answer your question, I've got some questions for you. Is that okay?
Sure.
Cool. So what I hear, and actually let me repeat back what I heard you say so I can make sure I'm at least clear. First of all, I hear that he is full-time somewhere else, part-time with you. He, as of now, is happy with that circumstance, but you think he's kind of getting pressured. You want more of him. They want more of him. And at some point, something doesn't change. He may be forced to make a decision to go one way or the other, and you'd like it to be your way. For him to be full-time, you feel the range, which is a big range, is $3,000 to $5,000 per month, and you're not able to pay him that currently. Is that a fair assessment of everything you told me?
That's perfect. Yeah.
Okay. So, is it okay if I ask some just kind of specifics? Typically, I don't do this, but for this coaching, I think I need a little more information to be able to give you feedback.
Yeah. If you think it'll help, I'd be happy to answer.
Cool. All right. So what is he getting paid right now and how much is he working in terms of half time, like 20 hours a week, 10 hours a week? So what kind of duties does he have and what kind of pay is he getting?
Sure. So, he is working part-time, I would say between 10 to 15 hours a week.
Okay.
And we're paying him about $1,300 per month.
Okay, so we're a third of where you feel he would need to be to go full time.
Correct.
Cool. Last personal question I ask you, then I'll be able to give you some feedback. Give me an idea of what your monthly revenue is for the company.
Sure. So right now, our monthly revenue, it just fluctuates, obviously, considering resale products and things of that nature. But typically, we're around $13,000 to $15,000 a month.
All right, let's just call it 14. Obviously, it could be more and could be less. All right, so if we're at 14
sure.
grand a month, the way I typically like to have businesses set up are the cost of goods sold around 50%, overhead around 30%, and profit around 20%. So if we've got 14,000, got my little phone here, I'm doing math on. YouTube folks can see me in my fat thumbs trying to figure this out. I've got 4,200 for overhead. Is that fair? I just took 30% of the 14,000 gross revenues, correct?
Yes.
Cool. Mm-hmm. So the problem that comes up is if this guy needs, we'll call it 4 grand because you said 3 to 5, so let's just call it 4. Basically, we're like, hey, this guy needs all of our overhead in that case. From where I'm standing, this is not a guy that you're ready for yet full time. So that doesn't mean you can't hire him. I'm not saying I'm not going to help you. I'm just saying if we're one-on-one or you're in my elite group and I'm coaching you through this,
sure.
First of all, I want marketing first. I hate to say it, but I always want money to go into client attraction first. And I like that to be 5 or 10%. So off of 14 grand, that's, you know, 500 to 1500 bucks a month, give or take. Obviously, yep. We've got things like insurance, cell phone. I don't know if you have an office or not. Hopefully you're investing some money in training yourself and your employees, any sort of transportation, you know, phones, we don't have to get into it, but obviously there's other expenses, right? So this one guy can't have all the expenses, right?
Right.
So and right now it sounds like you're paying $1,300. That seems like about a third of your overheads going to this one employee.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Which is high, right? I'm not saying it's outrageous, but it's a little high. So
it is.
Okay, so that said, I'm always going to look at, and I've been, when I've had my businesses, I've been hire first, figured out later. So if I get talent, I grab on and hold on with both hands. But that is generally at a little larger area, because if you're doing 14 grand, we're just under 200 grand a year, picking up a $40,000, $50,000 salary, we're just not there yet. So the only circumstance in which I would recommend that you do that is if, A, you are kind of, I don't want to say independently wealthy, but if you're like, I don't need this business to make money now, it's more important that we grow faster. If that's the case, then you could consider saying, well, I'm willing to take 20% of my profit and move it into his thing. So I'm going to give all the profit so we can grow faster. I don't know that you need to do that or it's called for. No disrespect to this guy. Sounds like a great opportunity. But as much as we like people, we can't, I shouldn't say we can't, you can do whatever you want, it's your company. I wouldn't coach you to make a whole business modifying change to fit one guy. Unless he's an absolute unique game changer. So I said unique because you might be thinking he is a game changer. He absolutely can, but he's probably not unique, right? It's not like he's the one guy in the world that can do this. And if you miss him now, the opportunity is gone forever, right? If we're NFL owners and we have an opportunity to get Tom Brady or like Peyton Manning went to the Broncos, right? It was kind of like a lottery. Oh my gosh, we got the opportunity. If we have to mortgage something, one more, because there really is one Peyton Manning in the world, right? Or one Tom Brady or whatever the case may be. But there are, please don't hear me disrespecting this guy. Sounds like a great guy, and I feel the appreciation that you've got going for him. So please don't hear this as an anti-Martin conversation as much as it is an anti-sub $200,000 a year company taking on a $40,000-$50,000 salary. Fair?
Sure, yeah.
Okay, so you could do it, but the only circumstance you could do it is like, hey, I'm kind of independently wealthy. I've got a war chest of money. A, I don't need to make money. B, I've got a war chest of money I can put into growing this business faster. It's not the most effective, efficient way, but it is fastest, and I want to grow big, and I'm going to grow big tomorrow. So if that's your overreaching goal, so I guess the first step is really make sure this fits into your overall goals, right? So we'd have to do this offline in terms of, is it to make money now? Is it to grow? Is it to sell? Is it to give to your kids? Is it to get rolled up by a bigger company? Is it to roll up other companies? Is it, you know, so we really have to fit this into your overall goals. But unless you've got very specific goals, which would make this make sense, I would never spend 80 to 100% of my overhead money for a key employee, no matter how good they are. Thoughts, questions, feedback before I go on?
No, that all sounds good. Thank you so much for the feedback. And, you know, just kind of to touch on what you mentioned about marketing, you know, being a part of it. I do a lot of the marketing. I do, been using a couple different tools, but I've had a lot of time to focus on that, because since he came on board, I haven't had a single issue with staffing. He has plenty of people at his disposal. I just did some interviews today for the first time in a while, and, I realized how much time that takes and how much it sucks away from, you know, income generating activities. So, he contributes there as well. And then also, you know, the other thing that I wanted to bring up, and, you know, I know I'm just preaching about him, but, he knows who's not doing well in what buildings, what facilities, things like that. And literally has given me guidance on where to go. I mean, there are situations that we wouldn't even believe where, you know, he's got something going on. Like he's working with this company, and let's just say they're having issues, and he knows that they're having issues. It's a building that he knows of. And I went in there the other day, I introduced myself, and I do these little promo packs and said hello, introduced myself, and I giggled on the way out. And I was like, that's interesting. I got back in the car. Well, one of the people that he works with, he's not responsible for that building, but he saw an email about that building that they're having issues. And the only reason I knew that is because he told me about it. So he has a lot of inside information that could help us get to that next level much more quickly. And that's my goal, going back to what you were asking, what my goals are. I want to grow more quickly.
So again, please don't hear me saying don't hire Martin. Please do hear me saying,
yeah,
we want to kind of, there are, so I'm not saying he's not worth the money. I'm saying this company doesn't have the money, right? Like,
like, that's the hard truth.
Perfect example about Peyton Manning. He was absolutely worth every penny the Broncos gave him. If you have the Broncos, I'm guessing. I can't afford him. I don't need a quarterback. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's just not for me. So I'm sure he's worth the money from what you're telling me. But it's just, well, am I going to mortgage the future and give him more money than we can afford right now? So he might be worth 10 grand. And you're like, I can get him for four. But if you don't have four, it doesn't matter, right? I see, you know, I hear these rich guys buying, you know, super rare cars they spent $2 million on. Now they're worth 20. And I don't go, oh, I should have bought that $2 million car because, you know, maybe I don't have $2 million in disposable income where I could just throw it away on a car that I hope is going to invest. So I think that's kind of where you're at. Like, you're like, oh, there's a huge opportunity I might miss. Maybe. So one other option, I'm not saying you should do this, and I definitely want to talk with you offline one-on-one, but I'm just saying an opportunity. If this guy's a real game changer and you're like, he might get me from this 200 mark to a million, he might be the key. I might talk to him about some sort of pay for performance deal where it's like, hey, you know, we are, let's just do the math. Say he wants to make $4,000 a month. And again, you got to remember $4,000 costs you five, right? Because there's right. at least FICA, FUTA, SUTA, all that stuff. When you start getting salaried positions, oftentimes they need things like cell phones, computers, health insurance, 401k, not that you have to do any or all of that stuff, but just know add at least 20% to the salary. So if you're paying them, say $3,500 a month or $40,000 a year, call it 50. Okay. So we now need $4,000 a month out of the company. And you might say, well, shoot, I'm willing to have him be a third of my overhead, which is still a massive amount. So for that $4,000, you might need to be at $12,000, right? $12,000 in operations. So $12,000 divided by 30% equals $40,000. So you might go, listen, we're at $15,000 a month. Once we get to 40, I can afford you. If you can help me get from here to here, I will, at a minimum, give you pay based on your performance, right? Every job that we grow or however we grow, you're going to get a piece of that. Or if you really, really gotta have them and you can't afford it, well, there's two ways you can afford it. One is, again, if you're independently wealthy and you're like, I'm just going to pay this dude. I know the company can't afford it, but Jason Bain can't afford it. And I'm just going to prop right. this thing up. That's fine. And I'd want to talk to you about that, about how that would look and if it would make sense. I'm not saying it would make sense. I'm just giving you an option that's possible if you have that financial resource. And two, you can give them ownership, which again, that'll save you money now, but it can absolutely cost
you. I've heard you talk
money.
About ownership before. Yeah. I don't know. It doesn't sound like that's
not what I would do. Not what I would do, but that doesn't mean you couldn't do it or it couldn't work well for you. So anyway,
of course,
overreaching, that's kind of the universe of options I would walk you through. And again, to clarify, we're going to have to kind of, we'd have to talk offline, but again, the big kind of picture for Cleaning Nation out there that's listening and for you is, first and foremost, what are our goals? Second of all, kind of what's reasonable for a company? And again, generally looking for 50% cost of goods sold, 30% overhead, 20% profit. And when you're looking, should I buy a car? Should I hire a person? Should I buy a piece of equipment? That's the infrastructure I would look at it through. And if that's going to put you over in any of those things, maybe you're willing to say, yeah, fine, I'll take 10% of my profit and put it into overhead for the next year. Okay, that's fine. But you need to know that you're kind of deviating from a profitable business to make sure you're okay with it. So any questions on that before we hit the lightning round and I give you the chance to share some of your genius with Cleaning Nation?
No, that's I think I'm ready. It's been very informative. I appreciate it.
If only we had recorded this and you could listen to it again at another time. No, just kidding. Good. I'm glad it helped you. I'm confident it helped Cleaning Nation. Make sure Cleaning Nation, give us some feedback on the podcast page and let us know what you think of all this good stuff. As always, as we head to the lightning round, it is sponsored by Grow My Cleaning Company, our website. I just made a webinar for you guys. It's like 50 minutes long. It is a game changer. I've been getting fantastic feedback. Don't miss out. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com right now. Check it out so you don't miss out. All right, Jason, I'm going to give you three quick questions. You're going to give me three amazing, insightful answers. Question number one, what's the best piece of advice you've received either personally or professionally?
Let's see. I'd have to say trust the process.
Tell me, what's that mean?
It's the best advice. That means that we all have our ups and downs kind of in business, especially, and you feel really a lot more than a lot of other ways. But regardless of how your day is going or, how the business is doing, if you know you're grinding every day and staying consistent, it's going to bear fruit.
Love it. I'm all about trusting the process. I've always said the people that we work with, they get the best results are the ones that are too dumb to know that what we say doesn't work. So they just go do it and they get massive results and they seem befuddled as to why other people are struggling. So I trust the process. I couldn't agree more. What's the biggest mistake you've made in your business so we can all learn from it?
That's a good idea. That's a good question. Biggest mistake. I would have to say... in the beginning, not having the confidence to go after big fish.
Love it. On the commercial side, especially, that could be an issue. All right, last question. I have absolutely found that leaders are readers, and I've changed the last couple months. The last question from biggest implemental advice to the biggest best book you've read in the recent history that you can pass on to Cleaning Nation. So all that said, what's the best book that you can recommend to your friends out there in Cleaning Nation?
Yeah, Mike, I think there's been a few books down the road that, that I've read along the way, I guess, that have definitely had a huge impact on me in the business. But I think the catalyst for kind of getting me in that mindset was definitely the Tim Ferriss 4-Hour Workweek.
Great book. It's a little older now. I think it's probably maybe 10 years old. But man, when that came out, it was a game changer. Still a great book. Lots of the concepts are awesome. 4-Hour Work Week. Read it. I love it. Great feedback. All right, Jason, thank you so much for joining us, putting up with my nonsense. Thanks for sharing your passion, your desire to grow, being so transparent with your business. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Jason's show notes page and the special video training I made just for you, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.